Blog Talk Radio.
Your biting tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something.
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode. Of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Adam Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Welcome to the show. Thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, the opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious, precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, he's told me that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said, yes indeed, that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, for that, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed he's told me, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do. Yes, like I said he had accrued some very powerful friends as well as enemies. And in light of that fact, he told me, regardless, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a purpose, my brothers and sisters. And his word will not return to his void, will not return to him void. He shall be true, found true to all things that he has spoken, all that he has promised, all that he has envisioned. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern therefore. And since the Most High, his very name means that he is everything that all that, in all that he is. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who discern. I said, blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are they who discern that to be called by his name, to become inheritor, an eternal inheritor, and the blessed inheritance of his name. Man, my brothers and sisters, must seek beyond, must seek the Most High and be guided by the Most High beyond all misimaginations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all worldly misconceit, beyond all presumptuousness, beyond all false imaginings, beyond all self-righteousness, beyond all personal bias. In fact, the scriptures tell us well. That to be converted, my brothers and sisters, by no means should we walk after the law of sin and death, but we should walk rather, my brothers and sisters, after the law of spirit and life. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what this means. Fleshly mind, innately blinded, not perceiving all the Most High has intended from the beginning. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. I said the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. Considerate of all things. Bring all things to our remembrance. Keep us constantly aware. If we focus after this fullness, we shall not err. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, has made a promise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he's made a promise to his very name that those who inherit it, my brothers and sisters, must be true unto him. His very name is an oath, my brothers and sisters. His very name is an oath that he is a great I am, that I am, not as he is not. They then, my brothers and sisters, who know They must seek beyond themselves, even realizing truth of the scripture, which says, if we walk according to the flesh, we shall die. Romans 10. Walk according to the flesh, the divisiveness, the indecision, the double-mindedness, the presumptuousness, seeming wise to the flesh, says we shall die. But if we subdue the flesh by his spirit, we shall live. Say, carnal mind, enmity against the law of the Most High. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes, even in its ignorance, is oftentimes too proud. That is confusion, debates and doubts that it makes allowance and compensation for. Or in fact, my brothers and sisters, gross instability. I said, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, gross instability, which by no means can be accounted true unto Yah as he is. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has declared himself, declared that he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, him who does not change, that he is forever as he is, true to himself. In fact, in reference to this, we need to consider the scripture in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. I said 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, which relates very powerful conception for those of us willing to hear it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. In Timothy's words, well, apostle's words, Shaul to Timothy, is a scripture here, my brother and sister, relates these words, 2 Timothy 2:11. Think about what the apostle said. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. The elect of those whom the Most High has called to be representative of his name, to be representative of his will, to be representative, my brothers and sisters, of that which the Most High has declared, that his promise might be brought to bear and remembered among the people. I dare to say that because the rulers know that they will not be the judge in the judgment, they have not found it to their advantage. So many ways, they have not found it to their advantage. Truly reveal what the Most High has promised. They have not found it to their advantage to relate. And there must come an end to all confusion. Because since the rulers, my brothers and sisters, are not the judge, and they've declared so many diverse ideas under which they have been complicit. Isn't it obvious, my brothers and sisters, that it is the rulers themselves who must first be exposed in their unrighteousness, that men be free under Yah? Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. Your concept of what is the right understanding of the law and the prophets must exceed that of your rulers. You must discern and have a better sense of foundation as to what the Most High has declared. That you better be able to discern what is the current state of instability and unrighteousness that exists in this world, that you might overcome it. That you discern what is necessary according to the scriptures to bring all this confusion to an end. There might at last be peace. He said, your concept of this, your awareness of this, your conscience regarding these things, must see that of your rulers who are willing to compromise the knowledge of these things. He said, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. So let us understand what the apostle was saying. He sought to uphold the sanctity of the holy name, which itself is an oath when he said he is the great I am that I am. It is a holy name and a holy oath. My brothers and sisters, meaning he will be true to all that is his precepts, And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand the Most High never made a promise that his name should be profaned. Therefore, he said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain to the salvation which is in the righteous one, the Kurdi. I have to talk about this again and again. The word Christ is a Greek word. By no means does it relate the constancy and the absolution of what the Most High declared from the beginning. By no means is that word Christ, my brothers and sisters, and I want to put it this way to you. Believe me, those who first heard that word among the heathen who spoke Greek understood the concept, and the concept they had with regard to that word by no means, my brothers and sisters, equated to the promise the Most High declared to his people concerning his anointed one. By no means did that word Christ relate the promise to the Most High that he related to the people who knew the Messiah comes as a righteous one, to declare and even to restore and refresh to mind what the Most High has declared from the beginning. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, get a good dictionary sometime. And look up, for instance, the word Christian. You might be surprised at one of the origins that is mentioned. But there's a deeper origin, my brothers and sisters, to this word. That, like I said, it had a certain meaning to the Greeks. And believe me, the meaning that it had to the Greeks was not the meaning that was understood by those of the early church. So you need to consider, my brothers and sisters, if they have sought not to tell you this, to keep your mind straight away from understanding how such such insane, raucous, obstinate foundation or perceptions came to mind. They've heard much from you, my brothers and sisters, whereby they've taught you not to even consider. I say they've taught you not to even consider how these perceptions were greeted by many among the heathen, that you might not understand how so much doctrine has been twisted over the course of many ages. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, we are going to have to realize that words, as they were understood, as they were oftentimes framed even by those in places of power, have had a lot of influence. I said a lot of influence, my brothers and sisters, upon the way people perceive things today, because a lot of doctrine has been passed down in the course of ages relative to the thoughts of those of ancient time. I'm going to put something in the chat. Really good dictionary to relate the correlation. But I'm putting here, let's see what I can do about establishing this. I have pulled up a dictionary as we speak, and I have perhaps need to put this up where I can put it in for anyone to see it whenever the time comes that is necessary. Okay. I have copied it. Let's see what I can do about putting it in the chat. In the chat room. The Latin word that they correlated. Oh, man, this is amazing to me. I'm trying to copy this in, but for some reason, it is continually copying something different from what I desired that it would. Give me a moment, please. Let's see what I can do about this, man. Why is it not copying fully as I intend? Okay, let's try another one. Copy is Control C, correct? Let's give that a try and see what happens. Hey, it worked. One of the ancient words used in the Latin for Christian. You might be surprised. Look up the word Cretan. It says a person affected with Cretanism. A deformed and mentally retarded person. From vulgar Latin, Christianus, Christian. Did you hear that, my brothers and sisters? Christian. Look up the word, Cretin. A poor fellow. Why didn't they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Why didn't they relate to you that association? Could they have been hiding something? Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the course of the rulers was to mock those who believed in the concept of a deity that was one and constant and supreme. Because the law of Rome, the rule of Rome, demanded that all should respect all. There was the various premises of all the various gods and kings that Rome had exalted to be called wise and to be revered. And they actually felt, my brothers and sisters, that any time any of their gods was ignored, it brought about their wrath. So say then, my brothers and sisters, when the gospel went forth, declaring the one Most High supreme above all else, Romans, many, my brothers and sisters, who were devout after Roman ideal, saw such premises, my brothers and sisters, as direct insults against the hypocrisies, but they wouldn't have called them that. That is Roman dissimulation, misrepresentation against the truth. How can you have a multitude of different standards that you uphold that are contrary to one another and say that you have a concept that is true? Here, my brothers and sisters, the ancient word that the Greeks even used, Romans even used, the Western Europe used, they didn't even have a word to relate truth. In fact, the word was trioth. It was an oath unto a plurality rather than one. Much about this, my brothers and sisters, need to be understood. He said, "And do all things for the elect's sake, we may obtain salvation, which is in the righteous one, even the Kurdi." Even one, my brothers and sisters, who is anointed after the Holy Spirit, is called to bring to remembrance, even to bring to bear, into manifestation, all that pleases Yah. He said, it's a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And if we be persecuted for his name's sake, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, however, he will also deny us. We will seek to save his life in the midst of, or his way of life, or his aberrant ideals in the midst of an aberrantly confused and conflicted world. We'll seek to save his life, shall lose it. But he said, whoever loses his life or loses his self-will for the sake of the gospel, to discern what is his will, to announce and declare what is his will, he said, would gain his life eternal. Meaning the Most High seeks to defend the course of what is his identity. Faithful saying, if we're dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, or fall to unbelief, yet will he abide faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Of these things, he says, you must put it in remembrance. Charging all, he said, as a faithful minister, charging all to keep this in remembrance before the Most High, that they strive not about words which are to no profit. In other words, not after precepts, which there are, which therefore are, or should be related, should be conceived as vanity, worthlessness. Okay, well, never, my brothers and sisters, be counted viable for the Most High. Most High told me quite well. He said, whatever's in my head that ever has been or ever will be worth anything, he has to put it there. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Nothing is a gift unto Yah, lest it be a gift. It be bestowed with a gift, and truly the gift comes from Yah. So he says, he charges men not to strive about words which have no profit, No presumptuous misimagination should men strive about or seek to uphold. For the result of this, my brothers and sisters, is nothingness. Because such words as this, after lesser conscience, only subvert the hearers, keep men in bondage, blinded not to discern the greater truth. He says, therefore, rather than fall victim to such fallen standards, he says, study to show yourselves approved unto Yah. I didn't say after the fallen standards of men. As a workman of one who does good deeds, that need not be ashamed, need not be approved. Rightly discerning, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth. Many of my brothers and sisters are they who read the words of the scripture, but discerning it not and knowing not the righteousness of Yah, they divide the people not to submit to the righteousness of Yah. And their words, my brothers and sisters, do not work unto the salvation of the human soul, but only to the division of the people, even casting men unto sin. Messiah's very name means he will deliver his people from their sins. How about from every errant, partial, and polluted standard that has divided them and kept them contentious? Not only, my brothers and sisters, a man against his brother, but quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, because man has refused to know the righteousness of Yah, has refused to mutually humble himself to discern the righteousness of Yah. It is for this reason, my brothers and sisters, that the world we live in today brings forth offerings with which the Most High by no means can be pleased. Remember, my brothers and sisters, he will call his people. His people will be called to be true to his name. He called his people to be true to his name. He made a promise to his name. Oh, we need to understand. Most High made a promise to his name. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, does not have intent and a vow to humble himself unto the sanctity, the purity, seeking the completion of what is found viable before Yah. My brothers and sisters, whoever will not seek that absolution will not be found worthy unto him. So he said, therefore let us shun profane and vain babblings, for they will only increase unto more ungodliness. Either man seeks the pure, all that is pure, perfect word of Yah, or the end result, my brothers and sisters, is man deceives himself and his brother, even unto the deception of all. Great diligence and great humility, my brothers and sisters, is required to grow in that wisdom. And blessed are they who will understand it. I'd like to read a bit of scripture. I'd like to read a scripture here, my brothers and sisters, that is in Isaiah 48 and 1. It's in the splash screen. Because I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High showed me a scroll many years ago. Around the time I received his anointing, he showed me a vision, a scroll. At the top of the scroll, it read, I will continue to strive for the cause of my people, Israel. The people of his name, the people that he's called to represent his name. He will strive for the cause of his people, the cause that he, for which he called forth his people from the midst of all the controversies of this world. He said, until all that he has promised, all that he has forsworn that has come to pass. Why do I say that? It said at the top of the scroll, simply I will continue to strive for the cause of my people Israel until. And he showed me a long list of some of the most beautiful expressions of love, constancy, magnificent, my brothers and sisters, order, harmony, life and peace. It could possibly even be imagined. In fact, I was amazed that the Most High had promised such awesome things to men. And I would tell you, it was a time I hadn't even read the Bible. Hadn't begun to really read the Bible, hardly, very much at all. In fact, I would venture to say, my brothers and sisters, that my knowledge of the scripture at that time was probably less than 1% of what it is now. However, I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing for the Most High to show you what is in that word. Show you what is in the book before you even have a chance to read it. Because the clarity with which you understand those things is far greater when he has shown you himself. The concepts that are contained in there, himself first. Remember the scripture says, faith come by hearing a word from the Most High, because all have not preached the gospel. All have not heard to preach it. How can men call upon the name of the Most High and be true to him if they have never heard the sanctity of his word? Shall men be delivered, my brothers and sisters? The one scripture says all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But shall men truly be delivered, my brothers and sisters, true to the Most High? Shall there be anything else but liars and deceivers against his name, lest they have first heard from him? And did they tell you that Joel 2:32, relative to the scripture of the 10th chapter of Romans, actually says, it's come to pass in the last days, all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered? They said that in Jerusalem shall be delivered to the remnant, deliverance unto the remnant whom the Most High has called. My brothers and sisters, he does not leave his people blind as they call upon his name according to their vanities, that if he would respond, they still yet exalt the shallowness of their own conscience. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High reach out and touch the heart. Messiah said, no man come to him lest the Father draw him. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. The oath that you make unto the Most High, it must be the result, my brothers and sisters, the Most High have having established you unto an awareness that realizes a great need for him. And a great need for him, my brothers and sisters, also should establish in the mind, knowing that he is holy and that he does not change, should establish in your heart a recognition of the need to humble yourself before his will, that you not profane his name, that you might be a blessing unto his name. For those who the Most High has touched know that there's a reason why the Most High made his promise unto his people, whom he called, who called to represent him. And it's first and foremost, my brothers and sisters, because Yah made a promise unto the eternal sanctity of his name. If he calls forth the people, he said to his children, through his promise to Abraham, he said, walk after me and be perfect, and I'll make you a blessing. Make your children a blessing even unto all nations. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me and understand. It means that the Most High has promised that will be a remnant from among the people. Isaiah 1st chapter speaks of it as well. There will be a remnant, my brothers and sisters, from among the peoples, who though many perish for lack of knowledge, there will be a people, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will make true to himself. If they become wise not to continue to err, wise, my brothers and sisters, to seek the Most High first and foremost before all else, not to presume. And blessed they will understand it. It's the reason why the Most High made his promise unto his people whom he called. First and foremost, he made a promise that he would uphold the eternal sanctity of his name. And quite frankly, it means, my brothers and sisters, that he will allow, as the inheritors of his promise, no one who is not also reverent and respectful of his name, respectful of the pure and perfect will that he reveals. We ought to be, my brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it for a minute. Most High signs and seals a covenant, a contract, because upon that contract is the finished product of his will, his mind, his imagination, his promise, his agreement. Shall it be then, my brothers and sisters, that if the truth placed upon a covenant word, a covenant contract, is forgotten, contaminated or corrupted, shall my brothers and sisters that contract still be found binding and changing and being perverted? Is it still yet true? All the Most High's intended that man ignores or denies, twist out of context any of the words? For man forgets, my brothers and sisters, or is misled to be deceived. Is he still yet accounted a vessel true unto divine purpose? That's the reason why the Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It means preserve the integrity of his word. Preserve the integrity of his name, lest men be tricked into worship of devils. Devious, and let us be wise, my brothers and sisters, to understand this. So, since the Most High has declared himself that he will forever be the first and the last, forever be utmost most high, that he will always be true to his word, Yah has made a promise unto the sanctity of his eternal name. And blessed are they who awaken beyond all the misrepresentative illusions of a divided and hypocritical world, that they reverently and diligently, beyond all pride, seek all that is full obedience unto the holy name, that they discern what Yah has said concerning the eternal way of his holiness. Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, his word will not return to him void. He will not depart from his word after the imaginings of men. So blessed are they who, after the Spirit of the Most High, realize they need inspiration for him, from him, like they need air. Is there not, my brothers and sisters, a reason for us to realize the need to associate what he calls the Holy Spirit is also his holy breath? My brothers and sisters, you need the Spirit of the Most High to enliven and to constantly attune the mind. Like man knows he needs air to breathe. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand this. Blessed are they who wake beyond misrepresentative illusions of a divided and hypocritical world to reverently diligently under full obedience discern what Yah has said concerning his way of the way of his holiness. For the very name of the Most High, declaring that he is everything and all that he is, the great I am that I am, declares, my brothers and sisters, that no one will be found worthy of that name unto life whose heart is not geared to overcome all fleshly weakness and instability, that he might be true to his name. For those, my brothers and sisters, he said, will inherit his name eternally are they who realize that a day will come when those who are cursed will be cursed forever and those who are blessed will be blessed forever. They understand, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah will come to judge all things according to all the Most High has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. There's a reason why he said you righteous must see that as the leaders who are divided because they're not true to the law and the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. It is because the Most High will uphold all his word, and only those who seek to uphold all his word, then, my brothers and sisters, will be found truly worthy of his name. For the very name of the Most High, brothers and sisters, is a holy oath from the very beginning unto a constancy that cannot be denied. His very name, my brothers and sisters, is a sword of judgment and the sword of salvation forever. He said his word with him, Yah with Yah is Yah, I am that I am, a holy name. His holy name, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, is an eternally holy oath. And that word, that name, is the vow of the Most High to defend that name in the fullness of His holiness, is a sword of judgment and even a sword of salvation, my brothers and sisters, forever. For His name will be upon those who confirm all His word. And just like the scripture says, the word of Yah is living, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. So it is true, my brothers and sisters, that it will be discerned who is the servant of the Most High. Who is it that will be found true to Him and who will not? Not relative to pieces and parts of His word, my brothers and sisters, but by a fullness. And blessed are they who have been diligent to know they should be judged by a fullness. Because many of my brothers and sisters, upon the frailty of short-sighted, partial foundations, will not be found having the necessary acumen, if you will, to begin to discern swiftly all the things that must be understood, that there be a firmity in the building of a holy kingdom in due time. There's much scripture that relates this, my brothers and sisters. Daniel 12th chapter. Many in that day will be purged and tried, and none of the wicked, meaning the lawless, those who are not prepared and who did not prepare themselves, shall understand. But those who have done good works, have sought to do what is complete unto the Most High, sought the exceeding word of the Most High beyond the rulers in. It says they are the ones who will understand. Isaiah 26th chapter. Talk about the wicked will not comprehend when his hand is raised. The wicked being the lawless. Many of those who had not prepared themselves. And my brothers and sisters, you need to understand what I mean when I say prepared. Many of my brothers and sisters think they are prepared, but if they've had the wrong teacher, and the teacher has established upon a faulty foundation, how can it be said, my brothers and sisters, that they prepare for the coming of the Son of Man who will reprove all the rulers, all the pastors, all the priests of a world entire? And the reason why he comes, my brothers and sisters, is because the foundation upon which men have stood, the Most High, is not found stable. I want you to give consideration, my brothers, my sisters, give consideration that the rulers, as I've said before, have compelled men not to remember this promise or not to speak of this promise simply because they are not the judges and won't be the judges. In fact, it's the multitude of different, if you will, rulers of this world that have been the blindness. Hey, the blinders have kept men from comprehending the absolution and proud of a fallen state which the Most High can never be pleased with. I would have you to understand again, my brothers and sisters, the very name of the Most High, the precepts of His name, are a sword of judgment. For any man who would deny even the least of what the Most High declared is found unworthy. He said, think not that he came to dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. Not even the smallest letter of the law shall pass away, till all shall be brought to bear. And his people must see that all things he has spoken, exactly that, be brought to bear. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not seek the truth that all the rulers have hid. And yes, I say again, the rulers, the truth that all the rulers have hid. There's many times in Scripture, the Scripture talks about certain very precious truths that the rulers would not speak. And my brothers and sisters, only those who seek beyond the rulers will find it. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that are found on it. And my brothers and sisters, even fewer are they who, when they find a path, strive upon it and do not turn aside. And the scriptures speak of Messiah himself, saying, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. All my brothers and sisters, who understands that Messiah comes because, according to the promise of the Most High, called by the Most High, he will stay on the path that he might show others, my brothers and sisters, the way unto freedom, to make all the crooked places straight. In other words, wherever it is man has not understood the right meaning of the word, he will declare, in fact, my brothers and sisters, correction, discipline, that men discern an opportunity to see straightway unto the goal. Every high place he shall make low. In other words, wherever man is puffed up in his vanities, he should destroy that illusion and then see straightway the way to the goal. The low places, he said, should be exalted. In other words, wherever man has fallen into a pit and become stagnant, he could not see his way. Buried under the earth, could not see his way. The Most High shall lift and make the pathway level, straight and level, as people might see straightway to the goal. No more obstacles. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, what do you think it is that have been the obstacles that have been puffed up with vanity? That have made men proud while blinded in their lack of knowledge? That have made men, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes stuck, never realizing that they have walked in a vicious cycle of perversion. My brothers and sisters, all prophecies say Messiah must expose all the false rulers of this earth, even proving that all the rulers of the earth have in some way been far from righteousness, that it be discerned and his kingdom be established upon his righteousness and the affirmity of his majesty forever. No other shepherd. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? No other shepherd. One firm foundation upon which the kingdom will be established. Then no one, my brothers and sisters, claim a right to boast. For it should be discerned, my brothers and sisters, that if any man has discerned the truth, it has been because the Most High has granted it. The imaginations of man, my brothers and sisters, will never be found unto Yah worthy. Never have been, never will be. As the Most High told me. Anything that's in my head or anyone else's head, for that matter, that ever has been or ever will be worth anything before him, he is the one who has to put it there. There's only one Savior. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters. Let me get back to the studio here. In case somebody calls, I need to be able to see what's going on. Wow. Isaiah 40:1 say, hear this. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob. It's called by the name of Israel, and the people called by the name of the Most High, El. And it come forth from the waters, the seed of Judah, who swear by the name of the Most High, and they make mention of the Holy One of Israel. But my brothers and sisters, it says, not in truth nor in righteousness. Most High is not pleased with this, my brothers and sisters. Whoever calls upon his name to misrepresent his name, even presumptuously, is still yet counted a deceiver. Many of my brothers and sisters have fallen victim to those who call upon the name of the Most High, but not to perform fully what is his will, and have caused many to become so prideful in their self-righteousness that when you're told the truth to them, the first thing they do is adamantly reject it. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, this pride has been unto the benefit of no one. In the days of old, brothers and sisters, on the Day of Atonement, the priest did not have his heart geared to discern a wisdom greater than his own, or dare men believe that they men come for the mercy of the Most High according to their own designs. Scripture says, whoever will not humble himself on that day should be cut off. Here, my brothers and sisters, Most High revealing his exceeding wisdom. reveals, my brothers and sisters, a kind of magnificent truth that only the most humble and reasoning heart will accept. I will say it again. If on the Day of Atonement, the priest did not have his heart geared to be humbled before the Most High, to be restored unto exceeding wisdom, he was slain right there upon the mercy seat. For who is it, my brothers and sisters, that would petition the Most High for grace and mercy that is inclined to rebel against him when he reveals the truth? The scripture says, come, let us reason together. This Most High is speaking to his people. He's not telling them to reason according to their own desire, but reason together with him according to the magnificence of his revelation of himself. He said, if we do this, seeking the fullness of his will, and that requires much humility and diligence, he said, we will eat of the good of the land. But if we deny this, my brothers and sisters, if we rebel and refuse to obey, he said, we'd be cut off by the sword, delivered to the sword. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken, and I spoke much about this last evening. The very name of the Most High, that he declares that he is the great I Am that he is. Yah with Yah is Yah, the Holy One. Declares, my brothers and sisters, that no one who calls upon his name without intention to be guided by him unto the fullness of his will, his perfect will, is worthy of his name. And when he talks about his sword, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, he says he comes for the refreshing, the renewing of all things to mind. According to all that he's spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, whoever will not hearken to him who speaks according to that consummate word. Talking about also Isaiah 8:16-20. He said, we'll be cut off from among the people. How about cut off from the holy name? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the book of Enoch talks about how fallen angels, if you will, because they forgot that name and the oath and what it is to be constant unto it. My brothers and sisters, they pleaded. It talks about someone pleaded to understand, again, that name. They may have an opportunity to be reconciled. Well, my brothers and sisters, man is going to have to understand again the sanctity of the name that declares the Most High, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the one who is constant according to what he declares for the beginning is eternal. If he is to return to a covenant, Most High didn't say he would uphold anything else. So he says, hear ye this, O house of Yaakov, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Most High, make mention of the Holy One of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in 48:2, they call themselves a people of the holy city. How about after the holy ways of Yah? And they say they trust upon the Holy One of Israel. Lord of hosts is his name. Him who is as the master, supreme, concerning all that he is. That is his name. So men seek not to be true to this majesty and be called faithful. He says, I have declared the former things from the beginning. The things that went forth out of his mouth, he says he's now showing them. This is Messiah speaking to his people in the latter days. I did them, I brought them to bear, suddenly like the light, suddenly, and they came to pass. Why? Well, my brothers and sisters, many who did not examine for the fullness of these things will be shocked at the majesty and authority of the Most High when he brings to bear all that he spoke. He says, because I knew that you were obstinate, your neck is like an iron sinew, and your brow brass, hard of heart, hard to be directed in the right path once you get your mind set up to go another way, or you have been deceived by another to walk another path. He said, but I even from the beginning declared what is righteous, and I hope you understand that, my brothers and sisters, unto, he says to his people, and before it came to pass, I anciently of old showed it to you, lest you should say that you got this from some idol, false religion, false god, or even from your leaders, because the scriptures talk about a lot, my brothers and sisters. The Most High prophesied the leaders would not speak, primarily because they not being the judgments, the judges, you're not finding to their advantage as you talk about a higher law, a higher sense of justice. My brothers and sisters, police chief Justice Thomas, Supreme Court, Justice Thomas was ridiculed because I'm not saying that he was true to it, but he believed beyond the Supreme Court, he said, that there's a higher law. My brothers and sisters, do you really think the leaders want you to open your mind and seek the Most High for the law that is higher than that of man? Because in discerning that law, my brothers and sisters, you begin to understand the injustice of your rulers. And my brothers and sisters, when you got 45,000 denominations that are not consistent after the rule of one, believe me, there's much injustice. He's talking about the time when all these things are manifest. Thou hast heard and seen all this. Would you not declare it? He said, how about another way to you, my brothers and sisters? If you have heard all these things concerning what the Most High declared from declared of old, what is and what shall be, did you not declare it? Or did you declare it? If you see it now, will you stand up to uphold it if offered an opportunity to repent? He said, I showed you new things. I'm even showing you new things from this time, even hidden things you did not know. My brothers and sisters, things, in fact, which are the immediate ramifications and implications of all the things that he declared of old that are consistent to all that is divine promise as an eventuality. My brothers and sisters, those who didn't have the foundation to comprehend these things, did they speak them? Have these words been their testimony? Most High said that if you didn't know how to declare these things, he said those who you followed to be so misled were an abomination, not true to him. We were warned, watch out for false prophets, because they compel many, my brothers and sisters. Yes, they compel many to declare a word with which the Most High is not pleased. If he says this to his ruler, to the rulers, what do you think he's going to say to the people? You need to read Isaiah 24. You need to read also Isaiah 29, 30. Blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit. You're warned in advance as a testimony forever that what counsel did not come forth from the Most High is in vain. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who count themselves wise because they come to the Most High to precepts of men. It says, talk about all the things he declared of old, they're created now. When even those things which were not at first present from the beginning, but he's bringing that which he declared from the beginning to bear. He said, even before the day when thou heard them, not lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Another meaning, my brothers and sisters, many of these things are going to catch a lot of people by surprise simply because who they heard and who they trusted was not Yah. He said, yea, you heard these things not. Yea, you knew them not. Yea, from the time that thine ear was not open. In other words, that you shut your ears, for I knew thou wast dealing treacherously. Some texts say, I knew surely you would lie. We call it transgressor from the womb. Need to go back and look up that name, Yaakov. But the Most High says, remember, Yaakov's name was changed to Israel when he sought the blessing the Most High and would not turn back. He said, for my name's sake, he said, again, for my name's sake, will I defer my anger. In other words, he doesn't want to fully see the end of his people. But he said, for my name's sake, I will defer my anger. What he's declared will live, shall live. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, he has sworn that his should be an eternal people. Therefore, there must be a remnant of his people, my brothers and sisters, who discern what it means. And the scripture says in Zephaniah 3:13, they will speak no lies, do no iniquity. And they will have none in the midst, my brothers and sisters, to dissuade or harm. For my name's sake, you say, will I defer my anger? And for my praise, will I refrain for thee? How about even for my name? That I not cut thee off. Behold, he said, I refine thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he's going to refine his people to find out who it is that will be true and who will not. In the midst of a world, my brothers and sisters, filled with provocations, there are some who will understand according to the book of Jacob. And they call James. Who will understand that our perseverance in the Most High must bring forth the perfect work. He says, for my own sake, even for mine own sake, how about even for his own name's sake, will I do it? For how should my name be polluted? He said, I will not give my glory unto another. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand that the Most High will uphold the fullness of all that is his righteousness. And they who gain precedence, righteousness, even life in that name, my brothers and sisters, are not those who would be derelict in duty, or treacherous and vacillating, but those, my brothers and sisters, who will seek to be consistent, knowing that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and receive none of the gift of the promise. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what this means. They who will be found true to the holy name, yes, indeed, they who will be found true to the holy name, my brothers and sisters, are those who will seek all that is necessary to bless the holy name, seeking the perfect will of Yah. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, has not this first as an utmost concern, has sworn a false oath. He said, for my own sake, even for my own name's sake, hey, will I do it? In other words, he will discipline his people. One scripture says he'll make a full end of all the nations wherever his people have been scattered. He would give whole nations for their lives, that he might discipline his people justly without distraction. Well, my brothers and sisters, Most High said he would do what he must do. Even if to me means, according to Zechariah, he said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. Hey, exposing all the rulers. Smite the shepherds. That his flocks be scattered. That me and my brothers and sisters might return to him who establishes a true country. He said, two-thirds of men should perish, but the one-third that remains will be refined unto the Most High, and they will say, Yah is my only Holy One, my only Savior. Most High has said that this world will undergo great ravages. Indeed, he has promised it. That men discern that they need his Holy Spirit, that they need his testimony, like they know they need the breath, the air they need to breathe. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, when men understand that the reception of the Spirit and the Word and the testimony of truth is that pertinent unto life, men, my brothers and sisters, will seek the Most High, indeed, as he swore they must, seeking him with all their minds, all their hearts, all their souls, and all their might. For who is it, my brothers and sisters, needing air to breathe, would not struggle, especially if he knows it's possible to get it, would not struggle, my brothers and sisters, to breathe, who finds life precious. He says, for my own sake, even my own name's sake, will I do it. For how, he says, shall my name be polluted? Oh, my brothers and sisters, Most High said if his name were polluted, it would not be his name. His name is holy. His name is true to the fullness of all that he is forever. And those who will be true to that name know that the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not a word tainted and polluted after the nations. He said, go ye forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do everything that he commands, that they be converted, my brothers and sisters, that they be called by his name. I didn't say Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics, Spaniards, Frenchmen, Germans. Hey, let's be for real about it. If you really want to be for real about it, since a lot of folks here are listening who would listen, many who call themselves Hebrews. My brothers and sisters, I want you to hear something when I tell you that you might consider it. I want you to consider something, brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it for a minute. Somebody named Scipio Africanus, my brothers and sisters, was the one who named the territory, the continent, which we find anciently Israel and Egypt. It was a Greek named Scipio Africanus who called that territory Africa. Well, El Kebalon, my brothers and sisters, many who say they come from that continent. Are they willing, my brothers and sisters, to realize that to be found true unto the Most High is not going to be about what territory of this earth from which you originated was going to be found important, my brothers and sisters, after what spirit do you breathe? Do you inhale? Do you exhale? Do you take into your mind and your heart that you speak? That, my brothers and sisters, will decide the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. Then they who will be found worthy unto His name and therefore worthy unto life, and those who will be found only, my brothers and sisters, condemned unto an eternal condemnation. For the Most High will not suffer His name to be polluted. My brothers and sisters, no one who will deny anything that's on the contract after which He has signed His name will be found worthy of His name. His name, my brothers and sisters, is like a sharp two-edged sword. And it is according to all His word that He will decide who is found wicked and who is found just. So I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, it's the utmost important that we understand what scriptures mean in the first chapter of 2 Peter. It talks about how I need to be extremely diligent that we attain unto the prize. We're told to transcend the elementary and go on to perfection if we are to attain to what the Most High has promised. Because He has promised, my brothers and sisters, to uphold the sanctity of His name. He never said one time, in fact, quite frankly, just like I was telling you earlier, the Most High never promised that His name would be profaned, that confusion endure forever. What He has promised, my brothers and sisters, rather than His name being profaned, what He has promised is that He would grant man the opportunity to be renewed and restored true unto Him, beyond every false allegiance that has captured the minds and hearts of souls of men since the dawn of human fall. That is His promise. That is the hope of salvation. Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believed in Him. I did not say the various kings and rulers of the earth. I said those who would be baptized unto His name, unto His word. He said, go forth and teach them this word, that they may call upon His name in righteousness. Teach them this word, my brothers and sisters, that when they baptize into His name, it won't be into a multitude of subtitles. People are baptized into what? Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever church? Sometimes people even, like I say, when they go from nation to nation, claim other citizenship. Have any of these, my brothers and sisters, realized fully what it means when it says the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof? Who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High, but he who has clean hands and a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? but who, him who receives his righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. It means, my brothers and sisters, that no other concept of what is pure and perfect will be viable unto the kingdom, but that which, my brothers and sisters, not only builds a holy kingdom upon this earth, as it is in heaven, but that which also sustains that holiness. We're talking about affirmity, my brothers and sisters, in the knowledge of the word, that many in this society have been cajoled and made gullible not to realize even as necessary. He will establish his kingdom upon a firm foundation, my brothers and sisters, that it endures forever. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will seek that exceeding word? That will seek beyond all the illusions and all the perversities. That when that word is spoken, they shall discern it, to take hold to it, even to follow, as the scriptures say, follow the Lamb wherever he leads. For the Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, according to all prophecy, to prove foolish all the rulers of this earth. I repeat, all, to the very last one. That every mouth might be silenced. And every man, I said all the rulers as well, all your pastors, priests, rabbis, all recognize what is their guilt or their falling short of the righteousness of Yah. For this reason, the Most High sends a righteous one. I know a lot of people, when I turn around, I had somebody tell me just the other day, I'm just going to say this again. Had somebody just the other day tell me, when I told him that the Most High is going to approve every single leader, pastor, priest, rabbi on the earth and find them all unworthy. He did not like that. He got so hot and mad. I believe the top of his head could have blown off and would have. But my brothers and sisters, how many of you read Isaiah 56 chapter, 9th chapter, the 57th chapter, 56, 9 through 57, 1? How many have given real sharp attention to Isaiah 59, 8 through about 60 and 12? And the scripture said, Most High looked upon men and saw men transgressing and lying and saw no intercessor. Isaiah 41, 20 through 42, 4. Most High say he saw none who can give him an answer. My brother and sister, he talked about humanity being victimized by rulers who would never tell you that they would not be the final judges as to the fate of your soul. And for this reason, my brother and sister, the scripture says they will not tell you about the righteous one who comes to reprove them all. It's written, my brothers and sisters. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, both of them said, the Most High looked upon the sons of men. Said, the Most High looked. He said, when he looked, he saw no one. When he looked, he saw no one prophesying these things as they should, so he sent one who would. Well, Isaiah 41 mirrors what is also in the Psalms, which were written before. Most High looked upon the sons of men and see if there were any that didn't understand. How about understood how much we need to seek Yah? Oh, they didn't know they needed to seek Yah, so they were content with seeking after the will of men, the constraints of men. And the scripture says in Aramaic, where it reads, it says, they do not recognize those who devour my people like bread. So therefore, the Most High will have to scatter the bones of hypocrites, those whose representation is misrepresentation. In a day, my brothers and sisters, when he appears, in the generation which will see his righteousness. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who rather than rebelling, like it says in Psalm 2, be wise, O king, be instructed, O judges of the earth, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they who put their trust in him. If you hear a word, my brothers and sisters, you haven't heard before, I can only tell you that if the ones who speak it to you hear the voice of the Most High, they should be able to explain to you truthfully, my brothers and sisters, from Genesis to Revelation, how that precept fits. For everything the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has said is true to all else that he has and ever will say. The scripture talks about what is called the Moksha principle, line upon line, precept upon precept. But it says, who should be able to understand the one who declares a word in this manner? Who should be able to understand his report? Many not having a foundation to begin to understand, my brothers and sisters, not ready for such strong meat. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Most High is going to declare a word that is true to all that foundation. And he says, blessed are they who will hear him, because he has heard from the Most High consumption determined upon the whole earth. In other words, the whole earth will be tested by the fullness of his words. So he says, be wise and hear his speech, for the Most High does nothing. I hope you understand that. He does nothing without reason. He will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silence for me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength, that those who would distract my people be shut up. Let his people hear him, that they might be guided again after the way of righteousness, because there's no peace after present lawlessness, ignorance, defilements, blasphemous defiance. Peace, my brothers and sisters. The very word for peace in Hebrew means to seek what is complete before Yah. Since the very name of brother and sister, the Most High, will be judge, and the very name of the Most High will be Savior. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have thought, been cajoled and deceived to believe, after Western Roman polytheist connivings, to dare to consider, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High is just another part of a Roman pantheon? Could men not discern between good and evil? And still say the Most High will probably be pleased? I can only tell you, my brother, this is Isaiah 41, and talks to the ruler and say, hey, if you can't declare to me and discern between good and evil, what is true to what he has declared eternal and what is not, he says, all who are left to this infidelity, whether they be leaders or those who follow them, he counts them an abomination, something totally unnatural, something far from what is his forming. In his teaching, my brothers and sisters, a loving father does not leave a faithful son void of the experience and access to greater wisdom. So, since the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, and that is his gift, those who are left ignorant of these things, my brothers and sisters, are often left ignorant because they did not pursue them. Because when they heard them, they were not compelled to delight in them. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I could tell you about some situations. And I'm listening to a man who has seen third heaven. And more every day I begin to understand why so many angels rejoiced when they told me so many things of which I was completely unfamiliar. That's simply because it made sense to me. Well, like I said, think about it this way, my brothers and sisters. To angels who want to find souls willing to hear, if they find a soul truly willing to hear the wisdom, the exceeding wisdom that's totally unlike the constraints of a worldly status quo, and they find a soul that's willing to hear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, somebody said it a long time ago like this. Hey, it's hard to stop the water's flow. Water when it want to go. Live it and bust it. And my brothers and sisters, it is a great catharsis for messengers who are created for the purpose to declare testimony. It's a huge catharsis for those like that to find those who would be of like mind, who would revere a message from the Most High, that there might be communion and the spread of the light. I say, my brothers and sisters, there's much to be said about that scripture where it says concerning Messiah. The scripture says in Isaiah 23, he hearkened with much heed. Is it Isaiah 23 right up in there? Yeah. It talks about a watchman. It hearkened with much heed. I wish I had time. I know I don't have time tonight to really get into this, but the Aramaic translates translates much of what's there in a way that makes a lot more sense relative to a lot of prophecy compared to the way it's translated in the way it's translated in the English. Isaiah, I think about that again. Go back, Isaiah 21, actually. Talk about a watchman who hearkened with much heed, wanted to make sure he didn't miss anything, and declare, because he might declare rightly what he sees. Yeah, let's go back to Isaiah 23 or something else about that city called, they put down T-Y-R-E, and some people think it's Tyre, but it's actually Soar, like Zoar. Well, Most High wants to speak to his people, my brothers and sisters, but how many have a heart to allow him to speak? How many have a heart that when they receive the truth, show a love for it? How many, my brothers and sisters, when they hear a word from the Most High, know they must seek the Most High not only to hear what he has said, but to understand why he has said it? That the words go forth with integrity. For my brothers and sisters, it is only those who hear his word, faith coming by hearing a word from Yah, that maintain the word in its integrity, my brothers and sisters, there will be like a contract that because it is consistent, is worthy of his eternal name. Scripture says it is those who believe, trust, obey his testimony, whom he will confirm and seal. That they are they, my brothers and sisters, who trust and will be consistent that Yah is true. Talk about the latter verses of Book of Yohanan, John. Did he say, my brothers and sisters, that those who are worldly will receive his reward, will receive this blessing? He said, the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. The Spirit of truth, the testimony of truth, therefore the holy name, them who maintain worldliness, the vicissitudes of worldliness and confusion. Did he say that they receive the confirmation of his name to be sealed, that they preserved in the great day of wrath to come? The great day of wrath, my brothers and sisters, is to put to destruction even a vast punishment and refinement for those who most have a grant an opportunity. My brothers and sisters, those who have been rebellious against the word, but even among those who have been rebellious, my brothers and sisters, the Most High still has said that he will give some an opportunity to awaken. But my brothers and sisters, those who are given the opportunity to awaken, who have been rebellious in their ignorance, hey, those who he allows the opportunity to get a chance to see what is righteous, guess what? That's his choice. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, those who the Most High calls will be consistent to hear. And my brothers and sisters, it's going to be found one day what the Most High means when it says that he is the Most High. Because salvation or damnation, whether men enter or whether they are left outside the holy city, will be entirely, my brothers and sisters, a work that is in his hand. Whether men attain to wisdom or whether they not, hey, my brothers and sisters, it's always been in the hand of the Most High, because the mind needs to be empowered in order to discern the height, depth, and breadth of what is holy precept. And either man, my brothers and sisters, hearkens to be true to Yah, that he might be filled all the more with the spirit that is necessary to enliven the mind, or is he left without that blessedness? And the mind has no capacity, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond itself. I know there are some who say that for some the way of righteousness is encoded in men's DNA. And there are those who say that. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that indeed DNA is a powerful thing. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, even Messiah needed an anointing. There's something that is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to ignite the fireworks, something that is necessary to ignite the dynamite. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that sets the energies free. I would pray that you understand, my brothers and sisters, more Just one touch is necessary for a soul to be made whole. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand the meaning of that scripture when it said, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I have not turned the rebellious way. That finally, he says, at his rebuke, he dries up the rivers. He sets men free from the territory the rulers have stolen, seeking to govern man after a standard that is not true to Yah. At his rebuke, he dries up the rivers and makes the heavens, those who rule over men, sackcloth, shame, their covering. Did you think that meant, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers somehow will escape the reproof of Yah because they are rulers, because they seem to be favored by men? They, my brothers and sisters, who have misled the people to seek any standard less than the fullness of Yah, are kind of the wicked before him. Just the other day, I had to do a show. And there were those who wanted to tell me, I had some of the same individuals the other day to tell me that we don't have to worry about the rulers because it's not against flesh and blood that we wrestle. My brothers and sisters, did you ever read the scripture in Revelation 16 and the author of the book on the Isle of Patmos, he said he saw unclean spirits like frogs go forth to who? The kings of the earth. Scripture says you must put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He called them, according to that scripture, and where from whence the scripture said, talks about putting upon yourself the whole armor, he called those who would not seek the full righteousness of Yah, he called them enemies. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, will never compel you to understand what the scriptures mean when it says the rulers will go forth and say, who sees us and who knows that we do corruptly? That's what's written in Aramaic, anyway. They took some of that out in some of your texts, but what it really means, my brothers and sisters, that those who are wise will understand that the rulers
90 seconds
have taught the doctrines and no man recognizes that they are dissuaders. My brother says they've taught the doctrines no one recognizes, or few will ever recognize that they are sin, because in the multitude of their diverse ideals, whoever it is, whether they be ruler or just ordinary people, whoever, my brothers and sisters, is selfishly ambitious, desires to make himself the judge, and the Most High says he's declared one who will judge all. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is in this way selfishly ambitious, self-righteous, my brothers and sisters, made himself an enemy. Because it's only through an absolute declared in the word. The absolute word of Yah and all that it is a sword of both judgment and a way of salvation. Only those who are willing to hear that fullness, my brothers and sisters, will be found true unto the holy name. And blessed they will understand it. Got about a few seconds left. I can only tell you that Revelation 7 chapter talks about one called the angel, or how about one who bears the message, the king. Like the rising of the sun that rises suddenly. Hey, the one who declares that message, my brothers and sisters, is going to have the kings running for cover. Revelation 6:12, off about 7:17. That one, my brothers and sisters, will be the judge. And only those who are true to him will bear the seal of the holy name that they deserve in the days to come. To his feet again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yap, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. May the Most High be praised with our every breath and with our every word and our every thought. For such is the requirement. But yeah. You got the